I'm Chris Lawrence with the DNR Wildlife Resources Report. If you're a trapper, the DNR has an offer for you. That is, if you trap a bobcat or two this year. I'll explain more about it coming up in a moment. Last time there was any comprehensive research done on the bobcat population of West Virginia was the 1980s, and much has changed in the last three decades. So the DNR wants to know just how much. They've commissioned two separate studies with research students at West Virginia University. One study is idle for now, as the students are trapping and collecting hair samples of bobcats throughout the state. The hair is captured by coaxing the creature to walk past a wire brush and leave a little fur behind. But the other study looks inside the critter, and to do that, they need some critters to look inside. Rich Rogers is the DNR's fur bearer biologist.
We had to do some background, get some background data and information, and figure out what's going on with the cat population. And now we'd like to update the data going into the model I use to determine what's going on with the cat population, especially since a lot of trappers are now asking for an increased bag limit.
Bag limit now is 3, but very much like few deer hunters kill 7 or 8 deer that they could harvest legally, Roger said very few trappers are tagging out on cats either.
That's correct, and really, if you look at the data for how many people catch 1 versus 2 versus 3, there's actually very few people that catch more than 2 bobcats.
So this coming year, if you do catch a bobcat, that student needs some help in handling the research needs.
She's collecting the carcasses. We're trying to look at female reproductive tracts and to determine the number of young they're having and on a yearly basis, and then also collecting canine teeth from the skulls to determine survival, get a survival estimate for the population. And again, it's hard to explain on the radio, but suffice it to say that those are the two parameters that I need from her to tell me that I want to see how they've changed from the early 80s study that was done, the only other bobcat study that's ever been done in West Virginia. And they're going to be offering a $20 gift certificate for any usable carcass. So any carcasses that don't have a huge hole blown in them, like from a deer round, they'll be usable, and they can be dropped off at any DNR office, or if someone's way out in the boonies and really can't make it, we can arrange a pickup, but they need to be frozen immediately if they're not going to be delivered on the same day.
So give the DNR office a call if you want to get a little extra out of your bobcat carcass. I'm Chris Lawrence, and that is the DNR Wildlife Resources Report.